Support for this podcast comes from Working Films. Working Films is a full-scale film and video company with a leading reputation for showcasing natural and engaging storytelling through film. From producing cost-effective recruitment videos to full-scale employer branding films, their work reflects passion for producing film about people and their work, along with powerful stories that engage with your target audiences. To find out more about how Working Films can help you with your video content strategy and employer branding, please visit www.workingfilms.co.uk. Working Films, telling the stories about your people and their work.
There's been more of scientific discovery, more of technical advancement and material progress in your lifetime and mine than in all the ages of history.
Hi everyone, this is Matt Alder. Welcome to episode 62 of the Recruiting Future podcast. Over the past 5 years, there's been an investment boom in technology products aimed at the talent acquisition market. The industry is getting more complex by the day, and making sense of it is a constant challenge for corporate recruiting leaders. My guest this week is John Kestenbaum, Executive Director at New York-based think tank and incubator Talent Tech Labs. Talent Tech Labs have done a huge amount of work to map and understand the technology market in talent acquisition. Keep listening to hear what they see as the current trends in this space. Hi, Jonathan, and welcome to the podcast.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me.
My absolute pleasure. I'm very good. Could you introduce yourself to everyone and tell us what you do?
John Kestenbaum. I'm the Executive Director of Talent Tech Labs. We are a think tank focused on the talent acquisition technology space. We run an incubator headquartered in New York, where we take early stage talent acquisition technology companies and help them build their businesses and really most importantly get clients.
Fantastic. And how many companies have you worked with so far and how many are you working with at the moment?
So over the last, we've been around for about 2 years. And over that 2 year period, we've had about 15 companies come through our space. At the moment, we have 5 companies in incubation, soon to be 7. We operate on a rolling basis, not a cohort basis. So, you know, at any given time, we could have, you know, more or less. There's no science to it.
Okay, and I've seen a lot of stuff that you guys have published to try and make sense of the sort of the talent technology ecosystem. I think for a lot of the audience, for a lot of employers, a lot of people that I work with, you know, we can all see that there's lots of innovation going on at the moment, but it does seem kind of very complex in terms of how things fit together, you know, where the market's going, and, you know, how recruitment and HR are kind of changing, really. What's your sort of take on, you know, the ecosystem that's out there and how all these technologies fit together and what their purpose is, really?
Sure. So, we are research driven, right? So the reason we were started was the CEO of Mitchell Martin, a very progressive staffing firm headquartered here in New York, their IT healthcare staffing firm, was just as technology made its way into staffing or recruitment industry, he became more and more overwhelmed by the different technologies that were out there, and he knew that technology was a strategic advantage, but he no longer was able to know which technology was specifically going to solve his problems, because if you read the marketing messages of all these different technologies, you'd think they solve everything, and frankly some of them do nothing and some of them solve very specific problems. So the first, you know, our first you know, project really was to go out there, research the space, and identify all of the different technologies that are innovating in the talent acquisition space. The next step was, okay, now that we understand all the technologies innovating, let's create a taxonomy so that we can sort them, so we know what they solve. Because, you know, just because they say they solve something doesn't mean they do it, or you know, and many of these are point solutions. So we created an ecosystem infographic, and that infographic – allows us to identify, you know, there's about 27 categories from the sourcing through to the hire, which, you know, ends up basically onboarding, that we've identified that these technologies fall into. And, you know, with our ecosystem infographic, the goal is that a buyer of this technology can look at it and identify, based on where their need is, identify a technology to solve that problem. And so that we use that internally to identify trends. And with the trends we identify, we then find companies that we can invest in or incubate here in our incubator. So that just wanted to set the background so you guys had some context of how we look at the world, and I guess to give us some credibility. And when I dive right now into some of the trends I'm seeing, to answer your questions more specifically.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's that makes perfect sense. So I mean, tell us about the trends. What are you seeing?
So I see, I guess for 2016, five new trends. The first is, I think matching systems are starting to become more effective. There are, you know, a few reasons for this. One is that user behaviors are changing. And so I believe that now not only do candidates want jobs to come to them and be delivered to them, they don't want to go searching for them, but they want them to be on their phone. And so the way that matching is done is unique through technologies like Switch. Job and Talent is another example. They deliver jobs to you. So, you know, we've moved from an on-demand economy to a convenience economy. And, you know, where it used to be fine, you know, just to go to the store and pick something up, users became used to, you know, that instant satisfaction of an Uber coming to them and picking them up exactly where they are. So now users want jobs to be delivered to them. There's some interesting AI around matching that we're seeing. Another trend is games, psychometric games. So the big problem with psychometric testing was that in order to get effective results, it needed to be about a 45-minute exam, and no one wanted to sit through that. So now they have video games you could play that could pull out the psychometric results. We see some interesting stuff happening around temporary labor marketplaces with staffing firms. Staffing firms are starting to take their excess inventory and feature them to clients directly through temp labor marketplaces. So it's kind of like a self-service tool for their clients. And we're seeing some of the more progressive staffing firms do that. Candidate relationship management tools are pretty exciting. This is kind of similar to a CRM. All the stuff that's working in marketing for corporations is now making its way into the recruitment stack. And some of these tools are doing some pretty cool things. And we see what we're calling open architecture, more, you know, a focus on open architecture. So where these technologies used to be really closed, they're now opening up their APIs and allowing other point solutions to connect into them. And one of the key technologies that's popping up as a result of that is what we call analytics as a service, which is connecting all of the point solutions on the map that we create, like, you know, the ecosystem as we see it, allowing a buyer to use those technologies and then see analytics or data that results from, you know, the candidate flow through all these apps.
And what's the kind of market take up for this kind of vision? Because I've seen a number of the companies that you kind of mentioned, and I know that you work with, and they do some really impressive things, things that are a logical next step for recruitment, and also things that chime, as you mentioned, chime very much with you know, job seekers or people who you know, might be interested in moving job in terms of sort of mobile and convenience. What about the employers? What about the corporations? How far ahead do you feel the work that you're doing is from the reality of what they're actually kind of buying and demanding at the moment?
Sure. So we're seeing, I like to say, we see two different types of solutions here, right? So we see truly disruptive solutions, technologies that can disrupt the way hiring is done. And I guess this would be like the temporary labor marketplaces. This would be, you know, some of the e-staffing technologies. And then we're seeing these tools, recruitment tools, that are additive tools that you plug into your tech stack that make you a little bit more efficient. It's not like revolutionizing the way that you're hiring. It's just adding a little bit of efficiency. So we're seeing a lot of adoption with the tools, especially if the tools easily plug and play into the existing recruitment tech stack. So, for example, if you're looking to find candidates, the social search tools are a pretty good way to go. And we see a lot of corporations using those. Also, in terms of if we stick to sourcing, some of these social networks that are very focused, like a GitHub or a Dribbble or even like it's not a social network, but a Harry for, very focused on a specific, type of job. We're seeing some adoption there because these companies are able to get candidates cheaper than they would. We definitely are spending our time focusing on some of the more out there solutions, the crowdsourced recruitment, stuff like, new age VMS tools that just aren't ready for the market. But we do believe that they will be in the next few years.
And what do you think drives innovation in the market? Is it the candidates? Is it the employers? Is it talent shortages? What is it that sort of pushes all this forward?
That's a great question. I think it's a combination. Definitely talent shortages make the companies have to get more creative at how they find candidates. So I think that's probably the primary driver. The candidates play a role because they kind of get to choose where they are looking for the jobs and what platforms they participate with. So, depending on where they are, kind of the companies have to go find them. Yeah.
I think the last time we spoke, you'd actually just started in this role. What's the thing that surprised you the most in terms of the way things have developed over the last couple of years?
Sure. To start, I thought that staffing firms would be way more interested in what we're doing. I expected, especially because, they want to find the best candidates cheaper, they'd be interested in leveraging technology. But frankly, I haven't found many progressive staffing firms. They're just heads down in that transaction and placing that candidate. I think that, if I look at the technologies and try to evaluate, I think I've learned a lot myself about what works and what doesn't in terms of technology growth in the talent acquisition space. But more importantly, I think I was surprised at the way some of the technologies that were successful. Because I didn't necessarily see the big picture, which really the way I look at this map now is, I believe the winner is going to be somebody who can connect all of the point solutions. This is the reason, or one of the reasons, why we were, ultimately excited by the recruitment space rather than the talent management space, because talent management already had a lot of consolidation. Recruitment hasn't. There's a number of point solutions. So I believe the winner is going to connect most of these point solutions together most effectively, and they'll get the most market share. And there are a few ways to go about that. But so with that lens, that's kind of how we look at some of these technology solutions. So rather than just, while we do incubate and we are interested in some of these really, really focused point solutions, for example, a video interviewing technology or more specifically, maybe a technology that records the phone call that you have when you're vetting a candidate. We kind of are now focused on looking at the technologies that can build that platform, that can scale, that have that one piece of technology that could scale fast enough to build a platform. For example, ZipRecruiter, really interesting technology that we, completely kind of went over our head in the sense that we obviously understood that just, shooting out jobs on many different job boards would get you a lot of candidates. But when you think about it, even though it's become quality over quantity, and theirs is really quantity over quality, if they can get all those candidates onto their platform, build that matching technology, build out the underlying ATS after that, they basically backed their way into building the platform. So there's some really exciting stuff like that, and we're trying to use that lens while we look at some of the technology.
That makes a lot of sense, and also leads very nicely into my final question, which is what are you most excited about in terms of the future? Where do you think this is going? What technology do you see emerging that you think would be fantastic for talent attraction?
Sure. So we've seen some, you know, the video interviewing space, I think, is pretty commoditized at this point. I think that you know, psychometric testing, this stuff's, even though there's exciting developments happening, it's not like a revolutionary new technology. No one, at least on the staffing side of things, I don't think that anyone's done a really effective job at creating a recruitment marketplace. We're really revolutionizing the staffing business. So, that to me is where the next really exciting innovation is going to happen. You can call it, you know, based on our taxonomy, a number of things. You can call it e-staffing, you can call it VMS, just depending on where they fall into the tech stack. But I truly believe that there will be a marketplace that wins that succeeds at getting recruiters onto the platform and creates a very collaborative way for them to work together, which I think collaboration is one of the things that's missing in the staffing side of the business, even within recruitment organizations. So I do believe that is one problem that will be solved in the next 5 years.
John, thank you very much for talking to me.
Yes, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
My thanks to John Kestenbaum. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or via your podcasting app of choice. Just search for Recruiting Future. You can find all of the past episodes at www.rfpodcast.com. On that site, you can also subscribe to the mailing list and find out more about working with me. Thanks very much for listening. I'll be back next week, and I hope you'll join me.
This is my show.
The Jim Stroud Podcast explores the discoveries and trends forming the future of our lives. Brain-to-brain communication, robot bosses, microchip implants for workers, and artificial intelligence replacing human workers are all happening now. If you want to know what's happening next, subscribe now to the Jim Stroud Podcast.